You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Well, it's spring, tra-la. And that means prime product sourcing time for many eBay sellers, especially if you like to shop and source at tag sales and estate sales and garage sales and barn sales and jumble sales and boot sales. With us now to give us some tips on doing just those things is Jennifer Crowder. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Boston_fashion_house. That's Boston_fashion_house. So, Jennifer, what's your first tip for sellers
who
are...
Hi, Griffin Lee. Good afternoon.
Hi, Jen.
So my first tip is definitely the early bird catches the worm as far as rummage sales goes and yard sales. Clear your schedule for early morning on Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay, so Fridays and Saturdays?
Yeah, a lot of people actually hold the rummage sales like churches and individual yard sales. A lot of them are held on Fridays. And I know I've been victim of missing a lot of the good stuff, thinking Saturday is prime yard sale time, but a lot of the time people do 2 days and it's Friday, Saturday.
I didn't know that. That's a great first tip. I've written it down.
That is an excellent tip. So is there a certain time of year there are more yard sales than others?
Well, of course, I live in Boston. So prime time yard sale season starts in March. This year, we're off to a later start because we've had some really nasty weather. And so I feel like I'm in overdrive. There's something happening every day here because people are playing catch up because we really lost all of March because of the snow. But in most of the country, I think springtime is really when people start cleaning out their closets. Unfortunately, if a loved one's died, a lot of people wait until after the holidays, wait till the bad weather breaks to have, you know, maybe small estate sales and rummage sales.
Even though we have them all year long in Southern California, people do still do spring cleaning. So I've noticed there's more stuff around, I don't know, March, April, May down here, even though all year long we have these yard sales, of course.
So, right. And that kind of segues into my next tip, that you really need to look starting after you've had a crazy weekend of rummage sales and tag sales. There's no rest for the weary. You have to get on Craigslist, get on yardsales.com, and really start looking for next week's rummage and yard sales starting on Monday.
So what do? You plot out your strategy, look at your maps. Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, what I do is I use my GPS. That's actually one of my other tips is how you should prepare for the yard sales and the rummage sales. But basically, you have your GPS, and I usually have a list of about 20 places because it's almost impossible to hit more than that unless you're, you know, supersonic speed and you have like a helicopter. But basically, and Griff knows driving in Boston, it gets pretty pretty crazy.
Well, that's an adventure in and of itself.
So I usually number them 1 to 20, 1 being the closest to my home, 20 being the furthest away. And I'll go on like MapQuest.com if I'm not familiar with a neighborhood. Like say I'm going to Lawrence, and then the next one's in Andover. Obviously, I know Lawrence is closer to me than Andover, and Griff knows where I'm talking about. And any other locals.
Well. Andover is the rich town, so you'll find lots of rich stuff there.
That's actually one of my other tips, too, is you really want to do your research. If you're not familiar with the area, go to some of the higher-end neighborhoods. And this is kind of stalkerish, but you can go on Google Earth and actually look at the house that you're going to be going to. Kind of gives you a good indication of maybe what type of merchandise they'll have.
You can see what kind of cars they have in their driveway.
Yes.
But I have to add something to that, Jennifer, and I may be teaching you something today. Certain mobile home parks for seniors, a lot of those senior women didn't, when they moved into the mobile home for retirement, they didn't want to give away their silver and their serving dishes, and their good china. They took it with them. So there are many estate sales in these mobile home parks that you would be shocked at what people have. So don't think just because it's a mobile home and you're going to turn your nose down at it. because the good senior mobile home parks, and you can look for them in the better areas, those estate sales are going to have a lot of good stuff.
So well, that's in Florida.
There's
and
my tip.
I can tell you in
that's
New England.
That's a really good point, because in Massachusetts, and Griff can attest to this, we don't have mobile home parks. Maybe we have a couple that that are older, but actually mobile home parks are not allowed in the state of Massachusetts, so we don't really come across those very often.
So there, Lee. Ha ha ha. So,
but if you live in other parts of the country, there are many mobile home parks.
I know.
So that's good to know. I definitely don't judge by the home. It's more the area, I think. So I totally agree with you. That's a really good tip.
So there seems to be so many in my area. How can I narrow down my search to only those that are going to be really productive?
I think people that give good descriptions, like if you go on Craigslist and you search for a yard sale, someone that gives a real detailed description is really one of the ones that I tend to go to, because they took the time to kind of list out everything they have. And you can also drill down by your search on websites like Craigslist and say I'm looking for antiques. I can put antiques, and only the yard sales with antiques as a buzzword in the description will come up.
So in your area, do you have a lot of estate sales that are run by outside companies? And if so, how do you handle those any differently?
We do, and I go to probably about 3 estate sales a week. I get the emails from the different estate sale companies. I stay away from certain ones that are overpriced and tend to go to the ones that I know are decent prices. The thing about the estate sales is you have to get there 4 or 5 in the morning to be first in line. So I do handle those differently with yard sales. If it starts at 8, it usually starts at 8.
Now, this is where you can get a leg up on your competition. When she mentioned I would have to get up in the middle of the night and go wait in line, I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
I'm just not. A lot of people are not going to do that. So if you're willing to do that, that's where you'll have a leg up on your competition.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's right for me not to do that. I'm just not going to get up in the middle of the night to go to an estate sale.
Tomorrow morning, I'm actually going to be getting up at 4 in the morning to go to an estate sale. That's probably about 45 minutes for me, because there's one thing in that house that I want, and I have to be number one so I can get that one item.
Oh, I'm dying for you to tell us what
it is. I know you're not going to tell us, because people will be there.
Exactly.
So you'll tell us afterward if you got it, okay? Call us up and let us know if you got that one item that you're going to drive 45 minutes for.
I mean, it's a killer item, Griff. I think you would really appreciate it, Lee, you as well.
But you see, Jennifer, is it bigger than a bread box? Okay, I knew what you were going to do. We've been together too long.
Is it an oriental rug?
No, it's not. It's smaller than an oriental rug, bigger than a bread box.
Is it a piece of furniture?
It's an accent piece for furniture.
Coffee table.
Oh, accent piece.
End table.
Does it have a Massachusetts accent?
By the way, Jennifer, thank you for calling earlier this morning and reminding us about the moment of silence. And we couldn't have a moment of silence on radio, but we played a little music and we talked about it for 2 minutes.
Yeah. That's great, because I had a couple friends that actually, I had one friend, one of my best friends, who was at the finish line, and she saw she saw everything that happened.
Aww.
And she's having it's almost like today is almost like a death, like the anniversary of a death for a lot of us, because it affected us, a lot of us. And I appreciate you guys, you know, taking the time out to recognize that. And it's nice to know that it's so far reached way beyond Boston, and we've got so much support from everyone.
You know what? It affected us almost like 9/11, because it's the Boston Marathon, for God's sakes. You can't get much more American than that.
It's true. And one of my friends who actually ran it last year and got stopped at mile 20. She got stopped on Beacon Street. I don't know what mile that is. I'll have to look it up. But she's running it again this year, and it means a lot to the people that got stopped especially.
Well, you know, if anything, getting back to the yard sale thing, what if it's raining and you want to go yard sailing? What do you do instead?
I look for church sales, tag sales, and rummage sales. Usually those are held in schools or in churches. And they're usually several vendors. They go all day. And the great thing about rummage and tag sales and church sales is they have goodies, like, you know, homemade baked goods, which is always something I can bribe my daughter with so she'll go with me.
Well, what should we bring with us when we go yard sailing?
I always bring a loop. And for those of you that don't know what a loop is, it's something that can magnify marks that's on jewelry. I've actually found some sterling flatware. I found marked pins and jewelry because I brought my loop. Because I have very good vision, because of, thankfully, because of LASIK. But sometimes it's really hard to see if a piece of jewelry is real gold or not. And if someone's selling it for a couple dollars and I have my loop and I can confirm that it's sterling or it's gold, I'm definitely going to jump on that.
I wanted to mention to both of you that I did look it up, and of course Jennifer knows this, but someone asked when this year's Boston Marathon is going to be. It's next Monday, the 21st.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted everybody to know that.
So I won't be going in because my daughter has school vacation, and I really didn't want to, you know, not to scare anyone, but I really didn't want her to be in those crowds and everything. But I'll definitely be there in spirit. My friends, some of my friends will be there that were there last year. It's part of the healing process, I think, for them. And
it's funny, we feel different when we have children. We would go ourselves just to make a point. But when we have kids, we have to protect them. It's too bad we have to feel that way. But
it's true.
Well, Jennifer, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Give my best to the friends back there in the Northeast. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coming up, when to move your home-based business out of your house. Next on eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month.
Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.